April 1, 1928. Necessity of the test. What the test will be for the children of the divine kingdom. One who lives in the divine will offers royal acts to God. The long story of the divine will. Example. My abandonment in the divine will is continuous. But while I was all abandoned in it, I was thinking to myself, what might be the proof that Jesus will want from those who will live in the kingdom of the divine will? If Jesus wants a proof of loyalty from everyone in order to confirm the state to which he calls them and to be sure of being able to entrust to the creature the goods he wants to give her, much more will he require this proof from the children of his kingdom, which will be the most sublime state that can exist. But while I was thinking of this, my always lovable Jesus moved in my interior and told me, my daughter, indeed there is no certainty without a test, and when a soul passes the test, she receives the confirmation of my designs and everything that is necessary to her and befits her in order to carry out the state to which she has been called by me. This is why I wanted to test Adam, to confirm his happy state and his right of kingship over the whole creation. And since he was not faithful in the test, by justice he could not receive the confirmation of the goods which his Creator wanted to give him. In fact, through the test man acquires the seal of faithfulness, which gives him the right to receive the goods that God had established to give him in the state to which his soul had been called by him. It can be said that one who is not tested has no value, neither before God nor before men, nor before himself. God cannot trust a man without a test, and man himself does not know what strength he possesses. If Adam had passed the test, all human generations would have been confirmed in his state of happiness and of royalty. In the same way, I myself, loving these children of my divine will with a love all special, wanted to go through the test for all in my humanity, reserving for them the one test of never allowing them to do their will, but only and always my will, so as to reconfirm for them all the goods needed in order to live in the kingdom of my divine fiat. With this, I closed all exit doors for them. I anointed them with an invincible strength, in such a way that nothing else will be able to enter the very high fences of my kingdom. In fact, when I command that something should not be done, it is a door that I leave, through which the human will can make its exit. It is an opportunity that the creature always has, by which she can go out of my will. But when I say, from here there is no exit, all doors remain closed, her weakness is fortified, and the only thing that is left to her is the decision to enter, never to go out again, or not to enter at all. Therefore, in order to live in the kingdom of my will, there will only be the decision will carry the accomplished act. Am I not doing the same with you? Do I not cry out constantly from the depth of your heart, nothing dare enter but my will alone? As center of life, with its omnipotent strength, with its dazzling light, my will keeps everything outside of you. And eclipsing everything, it makes its prime motion of life flow in all of your acts, and it dominates and reigns as queen. After this, I was following the acts of the divine will in all of creation to bring them as homage to my Creator. A motion of life was flowing in all created things which reunited them all, and moved everything. I was surprised, and my sweet Jesus added, my daughter, this motion of life in all creation is my will which moves everything and holds all things as though in its hand of life. How long is its motion? And while being multiple, it is one. Therefore, the story of my will is long, and your work in composing its story becomes extremely long. And as much as you would like to shorten your speech, it is difficult for you to do it, because its motion, which moves everything continuously, has so much to say about what it has done in its very long history, that as much as it has already said, it seems it has said nothing. And since all motions, all lives and all fields are its own, it has many ways to narrate its long story. You will be the narrator and the bearer of the story of an eternal will, which, while telling you its story, involves you within it, to give you the life of its acts and to communicate to you, as much as it is possible for you, its motion and the goods it contains. Therefore, you must know that one who lives in my will offers royal acts to the Eternal Majesty, acts which can be found only in the divine royal palace of my will. When the creature comes before us with the royal acts that our will does in all creation, only then do we feel really honored by her. These are divine acts, worthy of our majesty. On the other hand, one who does not live in our will, as much good as he might do, offers us always human acts, not divine, acts which are inferior to us because the royal act of our divine fiat does not flow in them. It happens as to a king who is served by a page boy of his with all the things which are in his royal palace. Even though they are his own things, the king feels honored because, if he drinks, he drinks of his pure water from golden vases, clear and clean. If he eats food worthy of himself which is served to him in silver platters. If he clothes himself, he is brought royal garments which befit him as king. The king feels all pleased and satisfied because he is served with the royal things that belong to him. On the other hand, there is another page boy who serves the king, but when the king wants to drink he goes to his miserable home, takes his turbid water, and brings it in vases of clay, not well cleaned. If the king wants to eat, he fetches his crude food, and in disgusting trays. If the king wants to clothe himself, he brings him unadorned garments, unworthy of a king. The king is neither pleased nor honored in being served by this page boy. Rather, he remains with a pain in his heart and says, "How can this be? I have my own royal things, and this one dares to serve me with the miserable things of his own house." The first page boy is one who lives in my will. The second is one who lives in the human will. What a great difference between the two!